Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Sam Monjovi filling in for Andrew Battisti, who's off tonight. We'll preview the start of the group stage in the UEFA Champions League and the two top marquee matchups this week. Tomorrow's clash between ELP champions Manchester City and La Liga winners Real Madrid. And Wednesday's huge contest between Serie A titleist Juventus and defending European champions Chelsea. We will also be joined again by Rhinos president and COO Pat Erkley to talk more about what to expect from the Rhinos in 2013. Now here's our host, Joe Sirianni, and co-host Mike Sirianni. Welcome, guys.
We got a family reunion tonight, so just be careful, listeners. Just pay attention, because the views that we express are only the views of the Sirianni majority.
Are we all rooting for Juventus?
So, no.
And, you know, what do you mean, no?
We
no.
Bleed red and black here.
No. Anyway,
how come you love Juventus and your brother loves AC Milan?
Let me do my intro. And we're going to talk with Dick Howard tonight also. And I hope that... We're going to talk about the Champions League and all the things are going to go on. So bear with us, because the technician tonight is not here. Andrew Battisti is enjoying a dinner someplace, and he's AWOL. So we're going to find him, and we're going to do a La Chalishano. He's going to have to pay a stiff fine for abandoning the show tonight. So anyway, so guys, you know, we watch so much soccer in Rochester on television and live.
Well, speaking of television, I'm very upset, because yesterday I was only able to watch the first half of the women's national team game against Australia. And I got to tell you, I was very impressed by Australia in the first half. And they had that one player, Vanetta, I believe her name was.
Yeah.
Vanina. And she reminded me of Messi a little bit. I know they were saying she's going to be maybe the next Marta, you know, of that kind of caliber. And, you know, she was doing some moves and pretty fast, but she seemed to be more of like a slashing kind of player like Messi. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch the second half, and then I found out the U.S. came back and won the game 2-1.
I watched the whole game, and I was very impressed and very disillusioned at the same time with the United States' approach in the first half. Australia came to play. They beat, you know, they controlled the midfield, and they beat the American on the counterattack.
Well, I think technically Australia just dominated in the first half, not even counterattacking. I think it seems like they controlled the ball.
It seems like they took the game to the U.S. and were there to win the game and show that they are a good side. For the U.S., I think for their first half was maybe just playing on their laurels for a little bit and just controlling the back end. I mean, the other team hit the woodwork a couple times against Hope Solo, and it could have been a 2-3 game before half.
So what happened in the second half?
In the second half, actually, the coach made some strategic move or technical move. Rapinoe came off, which she was very ineffective, and she was replaced. And as soon as that Shannon Box came in, and can't think of the name of the other girl that.
Heather O'Reilly.
Heather O'Reilly came in, and they controlled the midfield completely, and they took the game to them. Shannon Box was tremendous, and she's really anchoring the midfield very well, and the whole team changed. Even though Australia was still, you know, giving them, taking the game to them, but
One thing they mentioned, though, I remember during the first half or later towards before the halftime came, well, they usually, when Shannon Box is in there, they play more of like a diamond. I think in midfield, Shannon Box plays behind, whereas when the Rapinoe's there, they're trying to play the two midfielders side to side, and I know they don't do that too, or they haven't done that so much, especially since they play the 4-3-3 more often. So maybe there was some confusion.
I think we were very, very compressed. We weren't stretching the game, and I heard the commentator said that Pia was yelling at Alex Morgan to stretch the defense, and then they were starting to put a few through balls through, and basically that's the second half what happened, and we got a penalty kick off of that, and we scored a goal off of that. I think Alex Morgan had a great game in the second half. But the first half, she scored a beautiful goal.
A left foot goal that was unbelievable, and you know, just from the outside of the penalty area on the right hand side, she took the ball in the valley, she dribbled, and she scored a beautiful goal. I mean, it just can't say much more than that. And then, of course, the penalty came, and once we went up 2-1, then you know, Australia was on. No, they had to open up because in the beginning they played a defensive kind of mode with a counter attack. That was their, they were, you know, in the second, you know, in that's what it seemed like they were doing in the second half.
And I didn't see that so much. It seemed like they came out. Well, no.
In the first half they attacked. In the second half, you know, they had come up and they had, you know, their defense kind of opened up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So in order to create more chances.
Well, now they're playing, when is it, Wednesday? It's the rematch.
Wednesday in Colorado.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game because obviously now the U.S. knows the capability of Australia, and Australia probably gained some confidence from the game. So let's see full range what the game's going to be. I'm guessing it's going to be 3-2, well, the U.S. win.
Regretfully, Abby Wambach didn't look that great either. I mean, she was in the play, but she really was not effective at all. So there was a concern, that's the first time that I've seen that they took her off.
And you know, when you say ineffective, to me, it's like I don't think Rapinoe or Wambach all of a sudden don't know how to play again. I think they were trying something new in the formation-wise. And when you play against a team like Australia, you don't have time to work those things out, you know, on the field.
I think Abby lacked service. There weren't too many crosses for her to go with head ball. We didn't have a lot of corner kicks. So, again, our first half was not attacking soccer. It was more just moving the ball around, and Australia was attacking us. Second half, a little more movement, but again, we didn't have those crosses that Abby's so thoroughly impressive with, going up for the headers against the people that she overpowers.
Well, talking to the men's game, Sam, you went to...
Yes, I was very fortunate to go to Columbus to watch the U.S.-Jamaica game with some friends, including top-notch Tony Dayudo from Top Notch Monogramming. And I got to say, it was my first time there at the Columbus Crew Stadium, and I thought it was fantastic. And I'm going to say I was a little sad, too, because it reminded me of the Rhino Stadium. And actually, the Rhino Stadium has more seats. But when I saw that huge parking lot around the stadium and the area that the Crew Stadium is in, I kept thinking to myself, boy, this is what Rochester should have or could have or, you know, could be, you know. But we got in there, same kind of feel, you know. It was a small stadium, but very proactive and pro-USA. We sat low behind the goal. It was a very, very entertaining game. The only thing that was tough for me because I got a bad back is that as soon as the whistle blew, everybody stood up the entire game. So I got to be ready next time if I go to a game over there to bring my crutches or something, or my walker.
That reminds me of when I was in Australia, I went to one of the games that and David, you know, David, my nephew over there, he was a supporter. He was in the supporter group. And as soon as the whistle blew, everybody stood up. and with beer in their hand and cheering and chanting. And, you know, there was a beautiful atmosphere. And that's where my idol, Del Piero, is going right now. So, I'm sure that my relatives over there are going to enjoy watching Del Piero when they're going to play in Melbourne. So.
Well, the game ended up being a 1-0 win for the USA men against Jamaica. I thought from where I was sitting, they played very well, moving the ball around very well in the first half. And then we scored the goal in the second half, and things seemed to have changed, which probably makes sense because we probably got a little more defensive and Jamaica came out a little more.
I thought we seemed very unlucky in the first half. Yeah. There was some opportunity that could have been goals, and the free kick that Hercules Gomez took deflected off the hands of the goalkeeper. I mean, kind of was a goal that maybe he should have saved. Whereas some of the other chances are the ones that should have went in the back of the net, and the goalie was playing a superb first half.
But he was, you know, the goalie for Jamaica was very, very good. He made tremendous saves. And, you know, then he got beat, and they won, which was a very good kick. I mean, just from outside, it was right at the corner of the goal. So it was
He must have just hit it really hard because the Jamaican goalie got his hand on it.
Right.
But it didn't deflect the way he probably intended it to. It looked like he tried to punch it away, but it went right off him into the goal.
It just bent his hand.
He must have hit it. Yeah. Very hard.
Well, you know, those are the things that really happen with soccer as we know it. And you know, talking about soccer in Europe, and we'll talk about Juventus. We talk about the games coming up against the Chelsea and Juventus. Certainly, Andrew, I don't know what he's going to do because speaking with him, he said one half is going to wear Chelsea shirt and the other half is going to change to Juventus shirt. I'm going to wear my Juventus shirt all the time, even though Di Matteo is one of my favorite guys.
Well, one more interesting thing we should mention about the World Cup qualifying with the USA is that right now the U.S. and Guatemala are tied in points and goal differential +2 with identical 2-1-1 records, and they share in the group lead, while Jamaica is also tied in points with 2-1-1, but they have they're behind in goal differential +1, meaning that USA, Guatemala, and Jamaica all have 7 points, and Antigua has 0 points. Every team has 2 games left, and the only thing that separates Guatemala, U.S., and Jamaica are the point differences in the goals, which means that USA plays Antigua next on October 12th, and then Guatemala, which means against Antigua, they need to score a lot of goals because Guatemala is not a pushover, and Antigua doesn't look like it either because Guatemala only beat Antigua 1-0 recently, too. Now, so it's going to go down to the last game, and I know a lot of people are talking about going to Kansas City for that final game of the U.S. against Guatemala because, you know, this isn't a sure thing. I mean, it might come down to the last game again.
Well, let me tell you, it said that Klinsmann, for what I read, that he's very confident that, you know, his team's going to be up for the last couple of games. But the reality of the thing is that once you go on the field, and if they play, if they play a defensive kind of game and then they hope for the counterattack, you know, it's not going to work. So they need to win. They need to win by a big score, because I agree with you. Guatemala is going to be a tough opponent, and you know, it will be sad if the United States doesn't qualify.
Well, we have Landon Donovan back and Bradley.
He's playing now. He's rehabbing, so he's going to play for the Galaxy again pretty soon. So by then he'll be playing. Bradley, I'm not sure, but I know he had the calf strain too. But I'm sure with the trainers in Italy, they're working on him. All right, everybody, we're going to be right back with Dick Howard and the International Report on Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerasakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, folk, ain't that a hole in a boat?
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé.
Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Clash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, Chiropractic, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer. The Lancers play their first home match Saturday, November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Chicago Soul at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Golden season tickets, every home match, every season for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in the Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. The number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com and tell Tony Diuto there that we say hello from Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Hi, Dick. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure, guys.
Hey, Dick, you know, Andrew's not here tonight, so we're going to leave all
the deadly duo. Sam and Joe going to do a job.
Yeah, we can do a job. We also got Mike over here to reinforce us just in case.
Hi, Dick. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
It's a family affair tonight, so just we enjoy
why
the atmosphere.
Why not? Football is a family affair as well, Joe.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Well, Dick, much has been happening in soccer. Of course, we the United States Jamaica game and Canada, you know, game that you're going to talk to us about. Tell us a little bit your views about the Canadian and what's happening to them and where are we going to go?
Well, it was a very disappointing game in Panama for the Canadian team. You probably read about the all the things that were happening around their hotel with fireworks displays and noisemakers and fans just creating all kinds of problems. So it didn't make for a good relaxation and preparation for the game. But having said that, the Canadian team really underperformed in the game itself and unfortunately lost Dwayne De Rosario with a knee injury early in the game, which doesn't look good because I think he's going to be out for 3 or 4 weeks. But the team disappointed. You know, it's hard to put a finger on what caused that, but Panama certainly were totally dominant and Canada certainly didn't play the kind of game that they played several days previously in Toronto.
Dwayne De Rosario is such an essential part of the, you know, the scheme of the game, and it's certainly a big loss for Canada.
Oh, big loss, Joe. Yeah, you know, when you look at an MLS superstar like Dwayne De Rosario, who's doing so much and is really passionate about playing for his country, you know, and that really was devastating because, added to that, of course, the lights went out for a period of time. I don't know what happened there, but the lights hopefully have not gone out with Canada's quest to get into the final six. They have to play Cuba at home in October, and then they have a very difficult trip to Honduras, and that, in all respects, will decide the second team, because I can't see Panama losing out in getting one of the two spots, but it certainly made it a lot more difficult, that 2-0 defeat in Panama last week.
Well, the same problems with the United States. I mean, they won 1-0, but the reality, they think that they got two games left, and those games are crucial. They have to win against Guatemala and
Antigua.
And Antigua, you know.
Bermuda,
so,
yeah. Which should not be.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be very sad if Canada and the United States are going to be left out of
the group. Well, Sam, you went to the game, didn't you?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to go, and it was great.
How did you sum up the atmosphere in Columbus for the game?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was, you know, we were lucky. We were like two rows behind the goal, and we were like right on top of the field. And luckily, we were on the goal where the USA had most of their shots in the first half. So it was almost like we were staying right behind Tim Howard. So it was kind of very exciting, a lot of action.
Good atmosphere, because I think that's one of the things that has been a pleasant surprise here in Canada, has been the support that's been given to the team in respect of the World Cup qualifying games. And hopefully for the game against Cuba, it'll be a packed house. But they had 17,000 and change for the last game. I don't know what it was like in Columbus, but certainly very much partisan fans for Canada. And you need that because, as the U.S. knows full well, and then Canada, it's very difficult, and we've said this before, going into some countries in the Caribbean as well as some countries in Central America and getting a result, because the fans are just so passionate with regards to the game. So it's good to hear that it was a great atmosphere in Columbus, because certainly in Toronto it was certainly the case.
Well, you know, the Champions League is going to start this week, and you know, Andrew, in the conversation that I had with him, being a Chelsea and Juventus fan, he said he's going to have to, he don't know what to do. He said he's going to wear one shirt, the Chelsea shirt in the beginning, and the Juventus shirt in the second. And I told him he's got to wear the Juventus shirt because Juventus is going to score, and then we go from there.
Well, I'm sure some money has exchanged hands or bets of dinners and things like that with regards to the games, because there's some really great games, great matchups, which you just wish you had a private jet and you could go to all these games, just go over to Europe and take them all in, because it's certainly, over the past few years, been a very competitive competition, and the quality of play has been quite remarkable. So it looks as though it's shaping up to be the same way with the groupings.
But, you know, Juventus yesterday, they're very lucky. You know, in the first half, they were really dominated by Genoa. And, you know, Genoa took the game to them. They scored the first goal. And then the coach made some changes, and in the second half, Juventus was able to recover, you know, scoring a beautiful goal, and then get a PK. But I think that they're going to have a harder time against Chelsea. First of all, because Di Matteo knows exactly, uh-huh. you know, the Italian game and all that, you know, and I'm sure that he's preparing his team very well. So it's going to be a tremendous game to watch. I believe that I hope that Juventus really prepare for it, because I have a lot of respect for Chelsea, of course. And so how do you see the game?
Well, I think that Chelsea certainly are hopeful of getting, you know, a repeat from last season when they did so well. They're in tough, though, because Juventus have shown, you know, with their performances last season that they can be very competitive. I wouldn't be surprised if it was all square at the end of the game. But as you say, it's always interesting when you have a manager who has played in Il Calcio and knows the mentality and the players, and it becomes very much a psychological game. The teams know each other so well, and that's why it could well end up all square. You can't see too many goals being scored in a game of this nature.
I know. I just hope that Buffon is at his best, because lately, I look from my perspective, and I, you know, you've been a goalkeeper. I value your opinion. You kind of slow down a little bit, you know, in this reaction kind of stuff. Do you see the same?
He still reads the game so well, Joe, and I think his presence and his personality, I've never met him, but from all accounts, you know, his persona is very much one that, for the Azzurri when he's playing for Italy and certainly for Juve, and he's shown that over the years with his loyalty. And you're right, certainly the reactions do, though, but in his ability to read the game, his organization of the defense is something that you only get through experience, and what he lacks in one area he makes up for with regards to the other aspects of the game. And I've seen that over the years with goalkeepers who played into their 30s, that their ability to read the game and anticipate things is something they've developed over their time between the posts.
Well, you know, we're looking at the schedule here, and I see, Mike, you're looking at the schedule too. The big game tomorrow is going to be what on Fox Soccer Channel?
Real Madrid versus Manchester City. That seems to be
given, you know, Real Madrid's not too impressive start of the season. Mourinho is not too happy with the attitude of the players, and Manchester City could well strike, although they have had sort of a good start. They haven't lost, but they won two and tied a couple. It will be a game, I think, where you look at individuals who can make the difference, and Cristiano Ronaldo, who's been hot and cold in recent weeks, hopefully will put on a display. And with Manchester City, of course, they've got so many talented players up front. It could well be a moment of magic from those kinds of players that will determine this kind of fixture.
Well, the Real Madrid's confidence definitely isn't where it usually is. And I know Mourinho just recently said, in quoting, said he doesn't have a team right now. What do you think is going on with Real Madrid, Dick? Why are they struggling?
It's hard to say. I always look at teams that have players who played in a major competition in the summer months. You know, they suffer the consequences, because those players, they need the regeneration, they need the break, and they played, you know, in a competition over the summer with the Euros, and then you've got all those kinds of things that happen in the past. And if you've got players who are playing in that kind of situation, it's always difficult, because they're just playing so many games, and I look at that as being a factor. Having said that, of course, with Real Madrid, they're also, like the big clubs, they're on tour. You know, they came out to the States for pre-season preparations, and all these kinds of things, I think, are sort of going to make it difficult for the team to perform in the early stages of the season. But it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and I'm sure that Mourinho, with his use of team psychology, he's a master at that. He'll get things right in the not-too-distant future.
Soon it's going to be a game to watch, and I'm sure that I'm going to be in front of the TV if I'm able to get it, because all the games that we were able to see in the United States, they no longer can see them. So.
Well, that's true, especially for the U.S. men's away games, like the one we're talking about, when USA men play against Antigua. That's going to be on beIN Sport. So if you got DirecTV or Dish Network, you got it. If you got just cable TV, at least Time Warner doesn't have right now. Comcast has got it, but we don't have that system. But in regards to the Champions League games, again, tomorrow at 2:45 on Fox Soccer Channel, Real Madrid plays Manchester City. And on Wednesday at 2:45 on Fox Soccer Channel again, it's the Chelsea-Juventus game. So
which we get on cable TV,
right.
Channel 212. So,
right.
So we're lucky to watch that.
Yeah, and I think also up in Canada, of course, there's a lot of games that are now available. Sportsnet have got the rights with regards to FIFA competitions and FIFA qualifying games. In fact, when we did the games from Europe, it was part of a Road to Rio package that went on for, in one instance, 12 hours, and another instance, 8 hours of continuous coverage. Almost like March Madness, you know, with the basketball, where you've got updates all the time from the game. So we were able to see Italy squeak by little Malta with that late goal. And some other, you know, sort of surprising results with some of the smaller countries getting good performances. And I think this is great that you're starting to see this, that the smaller lights are starting to get results, whereas in the past it was just an easy 3 points for the big boys.
Well, Balotelli should be returning soon to the Italian national team after having the eye surgery. But I just want to mention, I mean, I think one of the biggest things that happened recently was Clint Dempsey played this past weekend in his first game for Tottenham, with Tottenham getting their first win under their new coach. So it's quite a milestone.
Yeah, I didn't see the game. How did Clint Dempsey play in that game? Did he get good reports?
Yeah, I guess he did well enough, you know. But I think it's a sign, a very good sign for us, because we have now Dempsey playing in a Champions League contender team, although they're not in this year. And we have Bradley and Roma. So there's a lot of...
you need players with that kind of experience. And it's great to see Michael Bradley, you know, in the Italian football.
That's for sure, and this
he will develop. You know, I think that kind of situation can only benefit a player, because say he brings that kind of experience into the U.S. national team, and with the Clint Dempsey, who has been outstanding over the years for the U.S. of A. I'm delighted that he's been sorted out, because I'm sure there was a time where some of his fans were saying, "Will he ever get a club?" You know, it was. Not an ideal situation.
And that was because he was playing for his father's, the father was the coach, so they thought he was getting preferential treatment. And that's the way things go sometimes. But anyway, Dick, we got to go, and certainly we enjoy having you as part of our show. And your insight in soccer is something.
Oh, it's great, guys, and I'm really looking forward to the games this week. And you've got to have a bet on with young Andrew with regards to this.
I definitely will.
Yeah, it's gonna be the battle of the co-hosts on Wednesday. Wow.
Take care, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Dick.
All the best. Bye for now.
All right. Hi, everybody. We're going to be right back with the Rochester Rhinos president and COO, Pat Erkely, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Should I stay or should I go?
Proudly conservative.
WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé.
Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Buy Rochester Lancer season tickets and get free Salvatore's pizza for a year. That's right. Buy Lancer season tickets in the month of September and receive free pizza for the entire year. Get your seats now. Call 872-KICK or online at rochesterlancers.com. The Lancers home opener is Saturday, November 10th at 7 p.m. Again, mark your calendars. This year's home opener is Saturday, November 10th. 872-KICK, rochesterlancers.com. Free pizza and the Lancers. Feel the kick.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2012 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 17 years. Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2013.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're very happy to welcome our next guest, Pat Erkley, whose appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos, whose 2013 season tickets can be acquired by calling 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Hey, Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
Hey, buonasera.
Good. How are you?
We got to put the Italian flavor into the whole thing. So
there we go.
We'll be talking soccer Italian style because we're all Italian tonight at this table.
There you go.
We got my nephew Sam, my nephew Mike. So you're in
hot water tonight.
You're in hot water.
I could use some hot water.
Well, Pat, let's just, Sam is very anxious to ask you a pointed question. So go ahead, Sam.
Okay. Well, Pat, I just wanted to follow up on last week. You gave us a little hint that you're going to have some meetings at the USL and some possible affiliation with the MLS, or at least some discussions starting about that. Was anything brought up during the meetings themselves?
Actually, the meetings were postponed. They won't happen until the 25th. But we did get an agenda in regards to what they wanted to bring up at the next. It's really a conference call, and part of that agenda was the MLS involvement. So I can tell you what I've heard, you know, just through the grapevine, through different people that are at the MLS level that already have had a meeting, you know, and what I've heard. Basically, they want to be involved in some capacity with us. And it's going to be very similar to the way it was when I was coaching, where, you know, we'd either, like an AHL-type situation where you'd get team players from different teams from the MLS level, or it could possibly be have actual teams in our league. So their reserve teams, some of their reserve teams could possibly play in our league. At this point, this would be the you know, the initial stages where it would grow from there. I would say that with time, it would probably be even more beneficial.
Yeah, one of the things I want to ask you is that if it is the scenario like last time, and they were sharing players, would that also mean that some of our players that had started with the Reynolds might go up to the MLS team?
Well, I think that's what we're going to discuss. I mean, I'm sure in our discussions, the questions will come up. As organizations in our league, what do we want to see? I don't know if necessarily players. I think players in our league that we have under contract, again, similar to before, they wouldn't be able to call them up, but they would certainly be able to purchase them. And in the past, there were certain levels of degrees that they would pay for certain players. I mean, we had Yari Elnett go up, and we had Craig Demon go up. You know, we had quite a few players actually go up where we were compensated for them. Pat Onstad was another one. Onandi Lowe, I think, was another one. So there were quite a few players that we benefited from. I think that's gone away to some degree because the MLS has pretty much gone in its own path. But there are some teams that, you know, like Orlando had a few players that were purchased. Charleston had a few. So there's that opportunity, I think. But the benefit to us would be that if they provide us with players from their teams that would come here and play for us during the season, you know, first of all, you'd have a higher caliber player, hopefully. I mean, in the past, it wasn't necessarily the case because at that time, there weren't as many teams, and they didn't, you know, they didn't have as many players at that level. Now with 19 teams and 30 players on each of those teams, you know, it's kind of depleted the marketplace a little bit.
And one of the things that I'm, as much as I find it exciting, one of the things that concerns me is that as it offers the incentive to a lot of players and for those MLS players too to return to the team, let's say JC Banks next year is doing very well and you're affiliated with a certain MLS team, would they try to pull him up during the Rhino season, or would they wait till the Rhino season ended and then bring him up afterwards for their end of league or playoff season?
No, I would. That's a negotiation process. I would assume that players that are under contract to us wouldn't be able to go up unless we chose to let them go up. On the side of players coming from their teams, you know, they would certainly be able to call those players up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, that would be not normal because if they have some injuries, they would need to call some of their players. So a player that, like J.C. Banks, if we signed him to a contract, they wouldn't be able to call him up unless we allowed it. It would have to be a loan from our side.
Okay, and the last thing I just want to say real quick is that I hope that what's going to transpire is like one of the things you mentioned might happen is that their reserve teams play in our USL Pro League, and hopefully that develops into an MLS2 scenario in the near future.
That could possibly be a part of the equation. You know, they did have a Project 40 team that it was a little bit different because that team only got together, you know, a day before they had to travel to go play somewhere, and they essentially train with their respective teams. Each player did under the format that we're talking about here. Is if they have teams, and those teams would be training together. Again, they would still have the same similar issues that they have right now, filling a full team roster. I mean, right now they have 30 players, so it's kind of difficult to get a full team to play in a league like ours. So I don't see that scenario as being one that would essentially work.
So in another word, Pat, you think that there would be the loaning system will be the one that would be put in, implemented?
Yeah, I think so, but again, they could possibly, another scenario could be where maybe three teams work together and all their reserve players play on a team, and that's one team within our league. So maybe they'll have more than one team. They'll have three or four teams in our league.
And how would that affect our budget and payroll with the players that we'd have to have?
Well, I don't think that would. I don't think that would. All that would do is allow their reserve teams to play in our league, which would give them, you know, a competitive league to play in. But right. It would also pool their players together, so they would have competitive teams. Versus right now, where they may have six players that are playing on the reserve team, and then they seek out other players within their communities to fill their roster to play on the reserve game.
Well, it sounds from what you're saying that definitely our caliber of play would increase,
yeah,
as well as the visibility of some of the players that we could see coming our way.
Yeah, but also, you know, just that relationship with MLS that, you know, bodes well for the future.
It will bring credibility to our league and everything else. Now, the other thing that I want to ask you, Pat, it's, you know, speaking about the national scene, you know, the second division, the third division, and whatever, the North American Soccer League and stuff like that. Do you believe that at some point there's going to be a unification of those two leagues and become one league?
I think that, you know, with us, there's a possibility, but I don't know whether the North American Soccer League right now, you know, I don't want to call them a renegade league, but pretty much that's what they are. It was a bunch of owners that decided that they wanted to implement their own rules, so they went off and formed the NASL. We were part of that initially, but Federation stepped in, and that for that one interim year, we were all part of a league between the USL Pro and the NASL. And then at that point, you know, teams made their decisions, and Orlando and us decided not to move in that direction because we saw, you know, a dictatorship to some degree being formed, and we just didn't want to be part of it.
But there was part, you know, there was the original problem that came within the league and the split and all this was because USL, as we knew it before, was a dictatorship, you know, and nobody, you guys, the owners,
but it's also a process. It's a process that encompasses 11, you know, teams where each team has a vote versus a league that has one owner that has an interest in five or six teams. So our voice wouldn't be heard.
Yeah. We got to go to a quick break. Will you stay with us for the next?
Certainly.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back to wrap things up on Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
If you get in a car accident, your insurance rates could go up by 40%. Now, they don't have to. Introducing Accident Forgiveness from Allstate. Your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Car insurance should be more forgiving. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Coosia Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We still have Pat Erkely, CEO, general manager of the Rhinos, with us. Pat, I just want to ask you real quick, too. What do you think about this, the NASL, as we were talking about? They're going to that fall-spring schedule where they have the break in July. That kind of like,
yeah, I just think, again, I mean, it's probably... to fall more in line with the transfer windows, so they could transfer players to Europe or South America. The issue, obviously, is that it's more costly to do that. Again, that's a process now that if we were part of that league, what say would we have in that sort of a format?
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason we didn't want to do that. We felt, hey, in order for our league to continue to grow, we needed stability, and we felt that the teams that were in our league had been here for, you know, most of them had been in existence for over 15 to 20 years. So we felt, hey, this was the league to be in. Now it's obviously proven us right to some degree. If MLS wants to work with us but does not want to, you know, have anything to do with the North American Soccer League.
Yeah, I was guessing as much, and I got to say, for those that know it, Traffic Sports, who does the broadcasting and the player agency, and I'm upset with them too because Traffic Sports are the ones that sold their TV rights to the Bein Sports to the away games for CONCACAF, and they're the ones that we have to watch Bein for in order to catch the men's national game. So I'm a little upset with Traffic Sports about that too.
But switch a little bit to the Rhinos, and you know the season ended, and now we're planning for next year for 2013. Can you tell us a little bit? I know that you are the guy that is in charge of everything. What's going to happen for 2013? How the season tickets, Christmas right around the road, what are you going to do for Christmas? What kind of promotion you're going to have? What can you tell us about new acquisition, whatever you want to tell us, that will the message go to the people that listen to our show and to the soccer fans in order to attract them or motivate them to come and buy season tickets and put people on the stadium. So go ahead, tell us what.
I think at this point the coach is in place. There'll be some decisions made on our assistant coaching situation because Billy is returning to Canada because he needs to for his landed immigrancy, his green card, so to speak, in Canada. So he's obligated to go back. So that kind of frees up an opening for us.
I'm available.
Okay. Bring your sponge. So, I mean, it's unfortunate, but, we knew that going into this season that was going to be happening. So we've been kind of aware of it for a period of time, and we had obviously thought it through in regards to what decision we want to make there. We're not at liberty at this point to make it yet, so we're waiting to see. From a standpoint of team itself, I mean, from a defensive standpoint, the players have played at the back, our goalkeeper, even some of the midfielders, most of them are coming back. J.C. Banks is a free agent, so he's probably one of our priorities at this point to try to get back. I think up front, it's well noted and well known that we need to pick up some forwards. We kind of relied on Isaac Kissy, and unfortunately because of his injury, he never made it back this year, even though he played in a few games. So that kind of hurt us. Some of the players that we brought in, Connor Chin and company, basically didn't live up to their bill. I mean, Brito, we brought in, his injury also didn't help him, so we were hoping that he was going to come back from his ACL. But he also had a meniscus injury, so it made it difficult. That's an area that I think we need to improve on, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, Pat, but it turns out Cristiano Ronaldo is not a happy camper at Real Madrid, and he's looking for a $50 million transfer.
We might be able to work that out. I have to see who's out there that can help us out with that one.
Well, Pat, as far as what you just said, there's about, best of my calculation, just on top of my head, you got about 10 to 12 people coming back of the existing squad, right?
Yes, yes, I would say that's accurate.
So now, what are you going to do?
I don't know if you knew this, but we actually were in the bidding for Del Piero.
Okay, wow. Australia beat you.
And he may actually come in for one game. We're talking to him right now.
That'd be great. Well, Pat, listen,
at least we know he plays soccer.
I know. I have so many other questions that I want to ask you, but we're going to have to do a next week's show because this is a continuation. Because we want to make sure that our listener know about the Rhinos and do what needs to be done to keep soccer in Rochester. Okay, thank you very much, Pat, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Pat.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. You have a good night. We'll talk next week.
Okay. And before we wrap up on the show, we just want to remind everybody that the Rochester Lancers have put out their new schedule. Their first game is Saturday, November 3rd, 7 o'clock at the Syracuse Silver Knights. We're going to be making that trip. And the home opener for the Lancers is Saturday, November 10th at War Memorial, 7 o'clock against the Chicago Soul.
So soccer is still around in Rochester. It's going to be in a warm climate inside. And we'll be there.
This has been Sam and Jovi with Joe Sirianni and Mike Sirianni with Dick Howard in Toronto and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 10:40 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.